Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
Everything here. It's the Full Force Weekly. I had to change it up a little bit today.
I like it. I like it. Different angle. I enjoyed that a lot. So shout out to all the comments we've got already coming in. My goodness, loads of comments already. It's too early for this, guys. Anyway, thanks to everyone for jumping on. I'll be getting to those as and when we're talking through the news. Anyway, how are you, Pat? How are you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. Yeah, it's been a long time since we talked. Like maybe 24 hours.
Yeah, we recorded the monthly yesterday.
Actually, so that, probably more like 17 or 18 hours.
It wasn't that long ago, was it? It really wasn't. So that'll be coming out at some point next week. It's going to take some editing, obviously. Obviously we've had a lot. Well, weirdly, news-wise this week, all happened like yesterday, pretty much, and one little thing in the week. So it's been a bit of a frantic evening trying to get everything prepared for today. But are you ready for the news, Pat? You ready to get stuck in?
I sure am. I kind of took a peek at what you had ahead and I thought, wow, that I really didn't miss as much as I thought this week.
Yeah, it's just a few little key things, but we'll still get about 6 hours out of it somehow. Okay, well, first up then, we are talking Funko Soda news.
All I'm going to say is, what in the damn heck took them so long? Yes, Funko have revealed their first G.I. Joe related figure for their Funko Soda range. Yes, the 4.25 inch approximately figure comes in a soda can style package with a pog shaped collector card, so round then. Remember Destro? He's back in POG form. Little Milhouse reference for those who care. The figure is a very stylized version of your favorite arms dealer in his classic version 1 gear and a facial expression that I recreated this morning and then again today after lunch. Yes, I'm talking about pooping. The Chase variant will also be out there for some of you lucky beggars to find. No guarantees of getting one of those, of course. The Chase is the same figure but with a gold head, gold chain for his medallion, gold wrist gauntlets, a gold belt and a gold weapon. It also looks like the left arms are slightly different as well, by his side on the standard figure and a raised fist for the Chase. I have to say I'm loving the Sunbow style art on the soda can package, Destro looks great on there. You can pre-order him now for $14.99, link in the description, and looks to be shipping in March of next year.
There you go then, Destro Funko Soda. Now this, for this one, I've kind of been thinking, it's a long time in coming, because this line has been going for ages, and I was really surprised there wasn't a G.I. Joe representation for it, because I thought it was like just locked in, the fact they were doing pops and everything. So happy to see them finally kind of jump on it. What are your thoughts, Pat? I mean, I doubt you're going to be collecting these, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't, you're right, I'm not going to be buying this unless I were to see it like really cheap. The chance at finding a Chase one would be, if it was cheap enough, I'm like, I would be like, yeah, well, you know, I'll give it a shot just for fun. Who knows? But I don't really have any familiarity with these. Do they show up the same way that the pops do? First of all, it's weird to me that that the other thing's called pops, because to me, you know, the can of
pop
soda pop, yeah, is pop,
yeah, 100%. Anyway, 100% agree with that. I think that is a great point, and that is definitely something I hadn't thought of until you mentioned it just then. I'm like, actually, you're spot on there. I will say I love the packaging, I love the little soda can and everything, but yeah, it's not something that I'm like desperate to get. And a couple of things I will note though, how funny is it that on the image of the figure, the product image, they left like the left arm in behind Destro on the gold Chase variant. Can you see it poking out on his left arm, just at the top there, like a little weird second shoulder? If you look at the Chase figure, it's a different arm. It's like holding it, like, you know, with a fist like that. And then if you put them like side by side, like so, you can see that that's actually the fist. In the, it's almost like they laid that one over the top of the other one and didn't remove the other one, which is
funny. Yeah, that is weird. That's really weird.
I just find that really funny. So, yeah, they accidentally made a mistake in the product images. But, yeah, I would say that in terms of, like, the chase thing, these things are far too expensive to be buying multiples just to try and get the chase figure for me. Like, you know, the only way you're going to be able to do that, I guess, is if you buy, like, an entire, like, PDQ of these things, I reckon. But then again, I don't think they come in PDQs necessarily. It's they'll probably just be, like, I don't think I've ever seen them in stores. And FYI and all those kind of stores would have loads of these. So I'm not sure how they kind of are presented in, like, if they're in a PDQ, which is that kind of like multiples of one in like a box. Usually when you've got like a chase something, they're like, yeah, there's kind of like blind boxes and blind bags and things like that. So yeah, but maybe back in the day I'd have been like trying to get hold of it, but it would have been a different thing. It would have been like, right, I'll get one. If it's not the chase, I'll just look on eBay for the chase figure and then get it that way. But now I'm probably not going to be getting these. As you know, I'm glad they're doing them though in a weird way. Like, I feel like this has been something that I was just expected to happen for so long and never really happened. And I do like the fact though that the artwork on the soda can is that Sunbow art of Destro. I think that's really cute. And that's my favorite part of the whole thing. I'd love to have it just for the soda can, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. At first when I saw it, I thought that it was going to be some sort of Yojo Cola reference happening.
Hang on, Pat. Did you say Yojo Cola?
I sure did.
You say Yojo Cola?
Yojo Cola.
Shout out to Brian Sauer and Assembly Required for making these awesome Yojo Cola bottles.
Still have the...
Oh, yeah, and the koozie. Yeah, that's over there somewhere. That's brilliant. In fact, that one I've just shown you on screen is actually Tim Finn's. Mine. I drank mine, like, instantly, and the bottle's, like, over there somewhere. But that's Tim Finn's, and I brought it back for him because he didn't want to take it on the plane home. So I still haven't returned it. I still haven't returned it to him. How horrible a friend am I? Right, a couple of comments. Colonel Ping, shout out to Cully, a good friend of mine, not in the G.I. Joe community at all, but likes to comment on our shows. And he's hoping I've got my Three Lions pants on for tonight. And what he means is England are playing France in the World Cup quarterfinals. So, yes, I will be rooting for England. And yes, Cully, I'll have my Three Lions pants on. I don't have any Three Lions pants. I'll go full kit. The whole kit. I don't have the kit, but I'm going to go full kit. Anyway, yeah, so good luck to England. And yeah, what else we got going on? 77T John says, I see that Funko Soda Destro and I'm interested, but limited chase variants make my OCD and completionist tendencies kick into overdrive and I get that left eye twitch going. Lol, too much anxiety. I think that is the thing, isn't it? Like, if you don't necessarily dip into it, you'll be okay. But if you dip into it, you'll be desperately trying to get that chase figure. Would you say that, Pat?
Yeah, because as soon as you buy that thing, that moment where it's like, maybe I have a chase, maybe I don't. And the weird thing is, like, this chase isn't even a direct reference to anything.
No, it's just it's the gold version, isn't it, basically? It's not like his Iron Grenadier's gold head or his, you know, or even his PDD gold head. It's literally just...
Yeah.
That,
like, this is kind of the first time where he's been in gold, I think, with the, you know, just the version one deco on the rest of the outfit.
I'm gonna have to do some like merch checks on that, because I think you're right, but I also have a funny feeling we may have seen a gold classic Destro in some other merchandise kind of fashion.
If anything, maybe in Funko Pops,
possibly. But I know they did Destro, but I'm not sure if they did a... Well, anyway, we'll search that later. Maybe let us know in the comments if you know. excuse me. Ed says, as always, the pose I like is on the deco. I don't. So the pose that you like is the one on the chase, is basically what Ed's saying.
See, I'm still unfamiliar with these. I'm kind of wondering if that isn't just showing that it's poseable.
No, it's not, unfortunately. These are little figures that are fused, like statues. Everyone I've seen ever has been just like a fused one.
They don't have shoulder joints at all.
No, there's no articulation. That's not to say this doesn't, but I don't think they would have done it just for this particular figure, or, you know, like I don't think I've ever seen
how
any.
How small is it then? Because if it's his right inches. Arm, if his arms are out, you know, are they like shortened arms in order to fit inside the diameter of the can?
If you look at it, it's probably folded closer to his body, so it's probably like sticking out as much as the weapon is. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably like the arm is in line, like the main arm is in line with the body, and it's just the forearm and the fist sticking out. That's what I would surmise, and that's why I don't think they're articulated. Because if that was the fact where he lifted his arm up, it would be sticking out a lot more, I think. Anyway, I guess we'll find out. And if anyone does know, then like I said, let us know in the comments. Right then. Mike Hex says Newbury Comics or other stores would carry, but they're annoying. I just bought one Venom and stopped. Are you saying Newbury Comics are annoying, Mike, or are you saying the Venom that you bought is annoying? That's interesting. Anyway, link in the description if you do want any, guys. But that is effectively Destro. Also, interesting facial expression, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
I'm not sure I like the eyes. This has kind of got that Whatnot feel going on. Do you remember the Whatnot toys? Kind of like small figures they did that never came out. Do you remember those? They were almost identical to, I forget the company now, damn it. But there was another company that did like slightly articulated, almost like, you know, big head, little body. And I've completely forgotten the name of the company. Anyway, let me know in the comments. But they Whatnot were a company that did almost identical figures, but with
I remember what you're talking about. I just
green alien eyes.
That's right. I do remember those eyes kind of weirded me out. These ones, it's strange, but I guess with the eyes, I would be curious to see another character.
Yes, you
know, see what color they are and how they are handled.
Yeah, it might just be because it's Destro. An easier paint job, possibly. Maybe that effectively what you're looking at there is the circular bits would be black, and then out the kind of like the shape around there would be white, as if to have big white eyes. But because it's Destro and they just wanted to paint it one color, maybe that's what you end up getting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Loyal subjects. Thank you, Robert H. Thank you very much. And Richard Mullin says, I don't understand merch like this. Happy for anyone who likes it, but I just don't get it. I wonder how it impacts the perception of the brand overall if something like this doesn't sell. I think it's an interesting comment there, Richard, because Pat and I have discussed this actually in the past about the perception of the brand and about how things kind of stay around on shelves if they do. And I remember we were basically coming around to the fact that there's like a balance, isn't there? Like you want the brand to be out and visible and you want people to be seeing it all the time and you want it to be kind of almost in their subconscious, but at the same time you don't want the reputation that nothing sells ever. And I think that's what we kind of basically came to the conclusion of, wasn't it, Pat?
Yeah, for sure. Like I think we talked about, you know, not wanting everything to go to Ross.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that is a funny enough you should say, Ross, because I'm doing a Range Viper deep dive, name only deep dive video soon, and with that I noticed there was the Rise of Cobra Range Viper, the black and green one that came with the twin gun, the jungle attack twin gun thing.
Yeah,
that was a this is completely I don't know why I've gone on this tangent, but that went from it was going to be like an exclusive. I can't remember
Target
which one.
Exclusive.
Yeah, it was going to be Target exclusive, and ended up just going straight to liquidated Ross stock, didn't it? So yeah, that just I think when you just mentioned Ross, basically, Mike says, it is Ross bait.
Yeah.
It does have that feel, doesn't it? Yeah. And there's Rob H. Sorry, telling me.
And maybe that's where I've seen the, maybe that's where I've seen some of the cans before. Because I know I've seen the soda cans with a Funko name on them. I just can't remember what store. I would assume GameStop.
Mike D just sent me this, his little Venom in the soda pop can one. So that was Mike. He was just on, just talking on the Mike Hext, I think it was on the, yeah. So thank you, Mike. And thank you for sending me that image to have a look at it. Yeah, I can see it's like one fused kind of thing. Yep, okay. Just got it, Mike. Thank you. He's a bit more explanation here from Mike. Chris, I sent your Instagram a pic of my Venom in the can so you can tell the size. It's about the same height as a pop and thinner, no articulation, barely paint. Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Much appreciated.
I guess that's a good question is how shiny are the heads on these going to be? Because this is clearly a render. If they're nice and like chrome looking, that'd actually be kind of cool. But if it's just a dull silver and dull gold paint.
I don't think that'd be chrome, personally.
No, I don't think so either. But if it's nice and shiny, at least.
That would be kind of cool.
You could get a decent looking paint.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose we'll see when they start kind of coming in. Yeah. Link in the description, guys, if you want to pre-order one of those. It says March 2023, but you never know with how things are going at the moment. And Ed says, I got 6 of those Ross Range Viper packs. That was a good day. That Range Viper is actually quite nice in black and green. I do like it.
That was actually a good wave.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, there was some really nice. There were some great figures and great sets in Rise of Cobra, and I will die on that hill. Not a fan of the film, but the toy line, man, had some amazing stuff in it. Cool. Highly articulated. Got here late, not fresh enough. Well, I have to freshen up then, cheesebag. Okay, cool. Let's move on then, because we've been on this for far too long, in my opinion. How have we got so much chat out of this? I'm so surprised. The next story we probably won't get as much out of. But that is in Old World Christmas News.
Ho, ho, holy crap, how did I miss this? So Old World Christmas have a G.I. Joe lunchbox Christmas tree ornament, and it is adorable. The roughly 3x2.75x1.25-inch lunchbox features the Ore Striker box art on one side and the Cobra Rattler art on the other. You can order one right this Christmas second, which is just like a regular second, only with tinsel on it, for $19.99 using the link in the description below. Make your tree scream Yo Joe and Cobra this holiday season, or Santa Claus won't bring you any presents. Facts.
Yeah. One thing I will note there, Pat, is I saw your reaction at one point in that video, and I know exactly what that reaction is about. It is expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like $19.99, you're kind of into the price. I could get like a nice Hallmark ornament.
Yeah. Or like an entire Christmas tree.
Yeah, $19.99 is pricey. I actually do make sure that I go buy, like, you know how Walmart and Target both have kind of a section of cheap Christmas ornaments that usually include something Marvel. Sometimes I think I've seen an Optimus Prime. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen like Soundwave randomly or a Starscream at some point.
Yeah. And that's in addition to like the nice one that they put out in the Hallmark store that's like the keepsake ornament. This is just kind of like cheap Hallmark ornaments on an end cap at Walmart. But, you know, I always kind of, if I see that and I remember to, and I did this year in both Target and Walmart, I walked past looking to see if I could see anything G.I. Joe. There wasn't anything there. But, this looks to me like, I mean, maybe it's offensive for me to say that it looks like it belongs with a cheap ornament.
It kind of does to me. You can say that 100% if that's how you feel. 100%, dude. I'm just going to get to a few comments on here. Jason, talking about the brand awareness comment earlier, the more there is brand awareness in different incarnations, the better it is for the line. At the end of the day, reaching out to different age groups and maximizing efforts can find new fans. Absolutely, Jason. I do feel like there's like a balance there too. But to get that stuff out there, you kind of do have to put like, you know, the accelerator on. You can't just, you know, you can't just put the odd thing out here, there and everywhere, which has happened in the past. Like the merch has been like one thing this, you know, half of the year, another one thing this half of the year. And it's usually direct to consumer. So the fact that we're now getting like, you know, things in stores and shops and, you know, actually brand awareness, I think that is kind of a little bit more like it. Anyway, oh, Mike says, did you get the 1999 Hallmark G.I. Joe ornament, Pat?
I'm pretty sure I did. I'm trying to remember what that one was. Was it an action soldier?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that one.
Thank you, Mike. Also sending me images of them. So we can
actually,
show
I think you got that one twice.
Oh, nice. You army built it.
Right.
You did a troop build.
Yeah, my mother really loves the Hallmark ornaments. So I think that she actually bought me one whenever those came out.
Awesome. Matt says, I probably need that ornament. Same. It's cute. I think it's really cute. And it's got obviously got the Oil Striker and the Rattler on it. I kind of think it would be nice just to have like little, you know, little boxes, just like little cardboard boxes of the old vehicle art. How cute would that be?
That would be nice.
And they wouldn't be that expensive because you could, you know, you'd literally be like, come maybe flat packed and you could like make the box, if you know what I mean, like fold it up kind of thing.
Yeah, but like an entire tree of those would be really nice. You're right.
Wouldn't it be fun? And like little carded figures with like, you know, with the loop through the little peg hole. That'd be kind of cute as well. Like, you know, obviously a bit probably bigger than this, but in the same vein as your kind of Sergeant Slaughter minifigure carded. Maybe a little bit bigger though. I think anything, to be honest, can be an ornament, can't it? Yeah, really?
If they would release that just in like a clear plastic bulb that you could hang, or just open it and enjoy having the packaged little tiny figure, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
But yeah, this is actually a little bit larger than I thought too. Weren't the dimensions of it on their website?
Yeah, it's like 3x2.75. Yeah,
so it's, yeah. I was expecting like a cute tiny little thing, and it's, you know, it's roughly the size of what a Christmas ball would be. So
yeah, it's got
it
some
seems
heft.
Appropriate, but larger than what I was expecting when I saw the picture.
It's about 3 inches, isn't it, Pat?
Right.
Anyway, I do like this. I think it's really cool. But 1999 is quite the expensive item. But then again, like these are very close up shots, and they're not high quality shots. I would add they were like quite small. So you never know. They might be even better in hand. And also shout out to Bjorn Koopman, who has already got this, and he had it and took a picture of it and flashed it up on the comments. So this has been out probably for a little while, and I just wasn't aware. But then again, it is difficult to keep track of all of the G.I. Joe merch, especially when it's things like this on random websites like Old World Christmas that I very rarely visit. never visit. So anyway, yeah.
It makes me wonder what's out there that we've completely missed.
Oh, so much. Because we'll report on something, and then, in fact, I'll put this on the screen so you can actually see a hand. Yeah, you go. Look, there's a hand utilizing the ornament, Pat.
Yeah, that's where I saw the size of it. Yeah, so it's larger than what I would really expect.
Unless that hand belongs to a borrower, or like a, you know, or David the Gnome, then it might be smaller than you think. No, that's pretty honking size actually. Anyway, it's got this nice little effect in it. The one on the left kind of looks like it looks like a like perfume, doesn't it?
I actually thought that too. It really looks like a perfume.
Get your G.I. Joe Christmas tree ornament and smell like Beachhead. Oh God, no, let's not. Could you imagine that? Beachhead in a can? That would be hideous. Right then. Cool. Okay. Oh, it's glass as well. That's why. As well. My goodness. Yeah, I guess very fragile, definitely.
I wonder how nicely printed is the picture on there, because this also looks like a render to me.
Well, you say that, but like I said, I've seen it in hand, and I've seen it. Like, there's another image. I should have posted it, Bjorn. Sorry. I'm not sure if he's watching anyway, but he did post a picture of it on his tree, and it looks exactly the same, basically.
Okay.
But yeah. RKW says that must be a small hand. I think it probably is a tiny hand. They used a child hand. I'm not going to say that, Christoph, but that is true. Can you see that comment from Christoph Black, Pat?
No.
Good. Right then. Moving
on.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Moving on. That's why he's my mate. Moving on then to the next news story. So they link in the description if you want to get involved on that Christmas tree ornament, guys, of course. Not much time left before Christmas. How is it almost Christmas, Pat?
I don't know. It's not making me happy. It's getting way too close.
Where did that come from? I didn't get the memo about like missing like 6 months of the year. I feel like it's just gone January, March, June.
I actually start trying to get ready in August now, is what I do. It's August. Yeah. It's time to get ready for Christmas. I start looking for things, you know, for gifts for people, and I don't make it in time anymore. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Just anyway, it should be a happy time of year, but it's just an anxiety-ridden stress ball. Anyway, Merry Christmas, and on to our next... and a Happy New Year. On to our next news item, which is about Classified.
The dam has officially burst as even more Classified product begins to show up at retail. This time it's the Target exclusive Tiger Force Bazooka and Recondo and the Python Patrol Officer, who have started to hit shelves in random Targets in the US and other stores in Canada. Thanks to Jim Hughes for posting his bazooka in a store in Las Vegas and to Tyler Smart for sharing even more images from a Canada Toys R Us. Keep an eye out for these showing up in your local Targets and so on over the next few weeks, as Christmas begins to descend upon us like a giant monolithic money black hole.
Yes, indeed. But it is silly season all of a sudden, isn't it? It's like the dam broke, the dam burst, and the dam news burst, and everything flooded out, and it is coming in thick and fast. Excited to get these, though, and I will also add to this, that In Demand Toys, Nick and Mass and the team at In Demand Toys, have sent my bazooka already. So that's fun. So I'll have bazooka soon. And then I guess I can just get the rest from Target, maybe. Who knows? Probably not. As much as everyone's finding them. And shout out, I've got to give some shout outs here to a number of people. I think it was Sean Walsh who posted the Canada True images of Bazooka, Recondo, and the Python Officer. Jim Hughes, who posted one of Bazooka in a Las Vegas store. And the other image that we also got there on the right-hand side, I've completely forgotten who posted that. I'm just going to do a double check. Apologies for not remembering or not writing this down before I started. There's a lot of people to kind of shout out here, because lots of people were finding these, Pat. Do you expect the same kind of joy in your area? Because you tend to find this stuff in Targets, don't you?
Yeah, I do tend to find stuff at Target, and it was pretty good with Tiger Force Outback and that wave. Those showed up in abundance, and they have stayed there for days, actually. So yeah, I'm kind of hoping that this stuff will show up as well. It's you know, things have obviously been weird the last couple years with distribution. We don't need to get too into that. But this was always the stressful time. Like in the past, the end of the year was always stressful to me because I was eager to find toys. It's not like it's the end of the world whenever I don't find a toy before everybody else. But you had like those two moments of Black Friday where there'd just be the chaos, and then you'd see somebody in the past would usually post like finding new toys on Black Friday. And it's like, man, why couldn't the store just, you know, put those things out beforehand, before the craziness? But then the other thing that would happen is usually right around the end of the year, like the very end of the year, like the 20-somethingth of December, somebody would find something. And then I would panic about finding it because I knew that at the beginning of the year and after the Christmas season, they would start their inventorying of the store, and you'd have like a good month where they would put out absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe this stuff, I don't know, if we are returning to normal, these may actually show up before that happens. I don't know. Is that something still that seems to be the case?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think, and some B mentions here, they seem pretty plentiful. Aside from scooping multiples of the officer, I'm sure everyone will get what they're looking for. I kind of agree with that. I think that probably will be the case. I did actually see in the, because usually target around our way is either they get rinsed early or they never really get stuff in. And yeah. I went in there the other day and they had Python bats. I've seen Python vipers in the wild. So very interested in that. Now, a couple of things to mention. Apparently, this is another one of those street date things, I believe, where they've got a street date for the 1st of January. But if you go in and ask for it, because I think a lot of these people were asking for them. Some of them were out, like in Toys R Us in Canada, obviously. But where they were found in the US on Target stores, it was one of those things where I think they went in looking for like Duke and the Ram. And then they said, you know, have you got any others in? And they came out and here's a bazooka. So it's like, oh, wow. And also the other person to shout out is Clem4135 at Colton's Toy Time. They were the ones, well, actually, his wife found it in a Target store in Mesa, Arizona. So, yeah, that was the other one on the right-hand side of that image right there. So that's shouting out everyone involved. And I'll also shout out Tyler Smart for obviously sending me some of the images to bring them to my attention in the first place as well. This has been kind of nuts. And but at the same time, like, I'm not going to complain because, you know, it is to me is that rather than getting them in a regular, steady way throughout the year, we went ages with nothing. And now we're going a short period of time with everything. So I get the feeling that at some point there's going to be that kind of catch-up moment and it'll start getting steady again, unless some other massive catastrophe or thing happens.
No, don't say that.
Well, you know, if that's what does it, then I apologize. Sorry, guys, my bad. I'll take full responsibility. I don't know. I think it'll get steadier going forward from this moment on.
I think so too. I think that we experienced that thing that I said it a couple of months ago, that we were going to have a period where everything was just coming all at once and I would have trouble affording things. And, you know, I think we're pretty much through that moment, and anything from here on out is going to be, I think, pretty steadily paced. That's what I think.
Just a couple of questions in the comments up here, and it's like back and forth for people. But basically, the one on the left-hand side is from Vegas. The one, the bazooka on the right-hand side is from Arizona. And the images in the middle of the three figures are Toys R Us in Canada. There are more. I've seen loads of pictures of people posting on Twitter, on Facebook and stuff. So these are being found. Also, you can, like, you know, again, I think most people are asking for them. And people are going, and their Target employees are going in the back and bringing them out, and they're being able to buy them.
So are they street dated? They're not. Are they in the system for a specific like reset of the displays, or are they street dated? Because those two differences, for me anyway, kind of make the difference of whether or not somebody is willing to go get them.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Because we never really get an official, or we never get an official answer that we can trust, because we get multiple answers from different stores. So one Target, you'll hear that, you know, here you go, have it, go nuts. And then another Target will be like, you can't have it because it's street dated for, you know, Nevuary the 32nd and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's difficult to have like an actual, even in their internal system, it seems to be different. Like, who knows? Or it's incorrectly misinterpreted by the whoever the store member is that you're dealing with. It's hard to say what the actual thing is. Mike, I know I've got the DCPI you sent me. Thank you very much. I can't do anything with it now. I'll post it later maybe. But thank you for sending that to me. Really appreciate it. Oh, nice. Hasbro are hiring a new Target rep, apparently. Maybe that would be the answer. Get that job, Pat. Can you get that job?
No, thanks.
Amazing. Yeah. So, are you excited for these? Because I mean, I am, because it's Tiger Force and Python Patrol. But I know we vary in our tastes in what we like and stuff. Are you excited for these figures?
You know, Tiger Force is really one of the teams that I love. So I have tried to get rid of my pre-orders so that I'm in control of whenever I spend the money.
I think that's a great idea. So, I did the same.
You know, and it worked out really well for me because the Stalker I bought was $15.
Nice.
You know, because I think that it was, well, first of all, it was $20 in the store, which is less than what the pre-order price has been.
Yeah.
And then there was like a 25% off. So
lovely.
My Stalker was $15. But yeah, I think that I want to see how I feel whenever I see them in hand, because I did cancel these pre-orders among all the many, many pre-orders that I canceled. But that doesn't mean I'm not buying them. It just means that I'm going to control whenever I buy them.
I 100% like, I'm on board with that, honestly, because it does get to the point where you want to control that. You want it to be in a position where you're not like literally up that creek without a paddle when it comes to like everything cashing in at once. And I agree with that. I think, yeah, like spread it out, be on your own terms. And also, I don't think these are going to be that hard to get hold of personally, especially now that I've been seeing other Python Patrol, other Tiger Force in stores around our way, which is very rare. I'm hoping as well that these are going to be good. But anyway, got one on the way, got a bazooka on the way, and the rest that will come eventually, I guess. It's all over the place with distribution, it seems. Even at, like, I remember at the best of times when we would talk about this stuff, it would feel like California gets it first and then it swept across the country. Like, that was how it felt, didn't it? When back in the day when we were talking about this kind of stuff. Then obviously the dreaded scenario happened, and we, you know, it had a massive effect on how that worked. And then it was just like, well, maybe this store will get it, maybe that one will get it over there, someone randomly in the middle of the country gets it before everyone else gets it, someone gets it accidentally off Amazon, someone you know, it's just like, all it was all over the place, wasn't it? So crazy. So hopefully, like I said before, hopefully it starts to kind of, like, you know, get back to some sort of level of normal. I'd like to feel that. B says, I just like the false sense of security I get from the pre-order that can be randomly cancelled. That's another good point, but again, I've been a victim of this as well, where I've forgotten that I had a pre-order for something that I got elsewhere, and then that came in as well, and I'm like, I forgot to cancel that. And that, you know, a number of years ago. But that's a little bit of a thing where you've got to be on top of it, especially with the amount of pre-orders that come out, right, Pat?
Yeah, I was pretty sure that of the wave of Zorana, Crimson Guard, and Dusty, that I'd dropped Dusty. And then he showed up. So apparently I didn't.
That's where you need that spreadsheet.
I have a spreadsheet. It's just apparently terrible.
It's a spreadsheet, but it doesn't actually have any information on it. It's just an empty spreadsheet. Anyway. That is the news for the week. Man, we got through that quickly, Pat. We actually spoke more about Destro's Funko Soda than we did anything else today, which I think is quite funny. Now Smiler67. Yeah, it's changed now, buddy. Yeah, it's Canada. It's the East. Around Toronto, it gets classified figures first. Then it sweeps west. That's because it kind of hits that coast and goes across, doesn't it? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and sadly, every time it hits Canada first, I'm reminded that they have Toys R Us and I do not.
I know, it's so sad, isn't it? Mike wants us to talk about Darkside, Pat. Not really much to say, is there, honestly, because it's the case of, like, it's a failed scenario that, you know, is probably going to be going into administration soon, I guess. So if you've got any, I mean, it sucks if you've got any stuff ordered with them.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing that some of this, because I don't view them as one of the larger retailers, obviously. They're not Target. They're not Walmart. But they kind of did make a big splash in the online ordering world. A lot of people were going with them. and they were shipping things out sometimes well before other people. You know, they're kind of fast. So it is a shame to see them going away because of the fact that it, I don't know, to me, to see the smaller online retailers go away means more difficult things for collectors trying to find like an easy way of getting things, but also for some of the smaller toy companies.
Totally. Yeah, it's a shame, really. And the funny thing is, like, I feel like they kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we're getting things before anyone else as well. They were kind of putting stuff out way before other companies and stuff. And then I don't know the details, the ins and outs of what's going on behind the scenes. But I just imagine something has transpired in which, you know, they couldn't operate anymore, which again is a shame, but you know, I guess it is what it is at the end of the day. If you do have orders though, that kind of sucks. I'm not sure if you can cancel it or not. I'm not sure what the situation is with that. One of the reasons we didn't talk about it, Mike, is basically because we don't have all the information at hand just yet. But yeah, obviously it's crap and it sucks for the collectors. It sucks for people that have ordered from them, and it sucks for the company itself and all the people involved. That's probably about as much as we can really talk about it. Okay. Well, that is classified and Target exclusive in this country, but not elsewhere. It's pretty much exclusive to nowhere else. But yeah, we'll be hopefully when I get my bazooka in, I'll do a little unboxing of him, and then hopefully it won't be too long before I get Rakondo and the Officer as well, because they look amazing. Oh god, that Rakondo looks so good. I cannot wait to get all of his like little gear out, his machete, oh my god, his hat. Yeah, well into that. Right then, let's get into the shout outs next, Pat. But first, a quick word from Hoarder.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Yes, get to hoarding, everybody. And right, now, shout outs. First off, I'm going to shout out Peppermint Oil Capsule for our lovely little super chat. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Christmas Streamathon tonight on Toy Connections, Island of Misfit Toy Collectors, Go Figure, Slaughterhouse, Treasures to Trigger, and Slaughter Daughter. Go check that out, guys. Amazing channels. Let's get involved and enjoy it. So thank you very much, Peppermint Oil Capsule. Really appreciate your support, totally. So thank you so much. That's the first shout out, Pat, because it was technically there. But you have one, so go for it.
I do. This might be a little bit premature to share this, but hey, you know, we're going to probably need to get promoting this sometime soon. Shout out to Philip. We are kind of planning on doing something a little bit different sometime soon with a live episode of just a little bit of a trivia battle between he and I.
Nice. So, I like how it's gone. I like how you've gone Street Fighter on it as well. Yeah, that's brilliant.
I realized I didn't, though, do the 8-bit thing on the names, and I should have done that.
I was not going to start like picking apart
the 16-bit, because this would be Street Fighter. This would be the SNES.
Yeah, this would be the SNES. Yeah, absolutely. That do you know what I had this. I got the SNES and Street Fighter 2 as like a bundle when it kind of first dropped in the UK. And funnily enough, that day I was sick and couldn't go to school. What a shame. And I just had to play Street Fighter 2 all day. But I did complete a lot of the character mission, like the character, you know, get all the character scenes at the end. That was a lot of fun. Man, I missed that. I love that game. I'm going to have to play it after this. I do have it. I'm going to go play that after this. But, you know, very cool, man. So I thought you were going to do a Street Fighter special, but no, it's going to be a trivia battle, which is awesome.
Yeah, I needed to think of a way of doing the two of us versus each other. And so I thought the best way of making a picture would be, you know, the versus screen from Street Fighter. It was either that or Mortal Kombat. And Street Fighter, you know, dips into G.I. Joe a little bit better. And at this point, Transformers as well. I just got those, and which came out a couple of years ago, and was... You know, I'm having fun with those, Titan Master ones.
Yeah, totally. Are you guys going to be like picking questions for each other?
I think so. Yeah, that's currently what the plan is.
That's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see that. A battle of the brain boxes on that one, guys. Yeah, that's going to be...
I lose. I'm going to get destroyed, because it's going to be one of those things where... I mean, how many times have... Are we not able to think of...
to think of something,
Right now, I can't even remember again. It was the name of the company that put out the little G.I. Joe figures with the big heads that somebody...
Loyal Subjects. Yeah, I know. I forgot that as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, there's always something in the tip of my tongue that I can't remember. So that's probably going to happen to me.
RKW says, right. Because you wrote the questions. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
I need to write all of them. So it's going to be fun.
Ed, thank you very much. Another super chat. Ed the Straight Edge. Thank you very much, Ed. Really appreciate it, buddy. In honor of the new classified wave, Serana, I didn't know it was you. You had to do... do you know what? If you'd just written... The funny thing is, you paid for that. And we very much appreciate it. I'd have said that if you'd just put Zorana in the comments. You know it would have happened. Actually, Matthew, I know your comment there is kind of having a little dig at us, but we can't. And it's not to do with what you're saying it is. It's something completely different. So just to kind of like maybe stop that comment in the side, it's not going to happen. Okay. Moving on. We're going to keep doing our shout outs, and I've got my family to do next in the UK and the US, of course. Love to everybody. Dad is now free of all of the surgery and stuff. So he's got a clean bill of health, and he's good to go. So happy with that in the UK. We've got love as well for the US side as well. All my family in the US will be seeing them over Christmas. Can't wait to hang out with everybody. Love you guys so much. And of course, my wife, Kate, and Phoebe, who has not barked all recording. Isn't that crazy? Last time, she was barking like almost halfway through.
There is still time.
There is still time, actually. There is still time. Next up, we've got Brian Sauer, of course, with our wonderful graphics. And what else was I going to say about Brian? I think that was it. But obviously, we did shout him out for the bottle. And all our graphics, honestly. He's an absolute star. So thank you very much. Also, Peppermint Oil Capsule again with a super chat. Few days left on Action Force Redux on Kickstarter. Check that out. Action Force is kind of like the comic they're doing as a Kickstarter. So go check that out, guys. Phoebe deserves a long walk. Thank you, Gerber. But she doesn't really like that. So I'm not sure. If she deserves that, then it's usually a punishment. And that's probably about right. Right then. Also, Total Action Force Soft Cover Volume 1. Shouting this out because that is, again, link in the description for all of that stuff. But they're going to be doing very, very soon a soft cover version Kickstarter for the Total Action Force, but Volume 1, if you missed out on it the first time round. So, like, again, if you're interested in that, then, you know, awesome. You'll have an opportunity to get involved with that. So, yeah, shout out to Brian and Paddy on that one. And also, I've been reading Volume 2 recently, and it is absolutely phenomenal. What a book. Oh, my goodness. Just so much beautiful photography in there, amazing stuff. And so much, like, awesome, like, interviews and, like, you know, talk about, like, the actual era and everything about it. And it's so comprehensive. It's just brilliant. And also the weekly and the monthly. It's great. It's the International Heroes era that I've been enjoying in Volume 2. And also, I wrote the foreword for it, so ruined it, which is a shame. No, really happy about that. Anyway, next up, Ritz Murphy and his mom, who sent this lovely, adorable, homemade Christmas tree ornament, speaking of Christmas tree ornaments. And it is a Cobra Trooper figure fused in place and painted green and red. Absolutely adorable, with a little wreath as well. So thank you so much. I know Ritz's mom basically did it as well. I think she made it so from scratch. So amazing stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate that. Merry Christmas. And also Skeletron, massive shout out to Skeletron. They dropped in the week the fact they're going to be doing the Skeledrones are going to be coming early for backers. So if you ordered any extra Skeledrones on card, if you had any like carded Skeledrones like on your actual order or on your level, then you'll be getting those first and very, very soon as well, which is awesome. So that was fantastic. And they look incredible. And I've also seen them carded, guys. And wow, you're going to be blown away, honestly. We'll also be doing... Well, I won't be doing necessarily a unboxing immediately because we want people to like get them in hand and see them for themselves and enjoy them and so on and so forth. And then I'll probably, when people start getting them, I'll probably do a little unboxing after the fact. So just to give you a heads up on that. We've also, their pre-order store closes on December the 31st. So if you want to get any more purchases in, get involved and get involved soon because it will be closing on the 31st and that will be it. And then they'll be moving on to just getting everything delivered, which is crazy. What else have we got going on? I just want to just check some comments. Gerber says, I would like a collection for A Real American Hero 80 to 90. Any suggestions or better off to buy single comic issues? What would you say, Pat?
I don't really know. there's been a couple times where they've done, those issues are covered in a couple of the different trades, I think.
Yeah, there's like, I want to say there's like three trades that I have of those with, you know, of like the Marvel run. There was like that first one that had all of the, who did the first one? Was it IDW or was it before that?
I think Devil's Due may have put out a set, actually.
They might have done, actually. Yeah, I think Devil's Due did one but didn't complete it, maybe? Or they did complete it and maybe IDW didn't. I can't remember.
I don't think Devil's Due completed theirs. And I don't know if IDW has completed theirs. I know that there was like that deluxe edition with the Mark Bellomo was kind of doing introductions and notes. That didn't get finished, I don't think. But 80 to 90, I'm pretty sure have been done a few times. So I don't know. I mean, it depends on whether or not you want something for the collection or if you just want to be able to read them. That's what it is, in my opinion. And 80 to 90 probably has a bunch of issues that shouldn't cost that much.
Ed says, Devil's Due only got the first 50 and okay. IDW did a complete run in softcover and the IDW hardcover was never completed. Okay. So yeah,
kind of what I thought. I wasn't sure if they had done the soft cover completed, but that's good that they did.
Yeah, so maybe that would be a good option to go for, Gerber. But again, like, I mean, I think it was easier back in the day, funnily enough, because I found it so much easier finding G.I. Joe back issues, like, you know, years ago, like back when it started getting really like hyped up again. I want to say it was almost before. It was before It was before the it might have been in like the New Sculpt era, I'm thinking of, around that kind of early like 2000s kind of vibe.
That seems like it was the easiest time to find them, just because I think the comic shop owners were aware that, you know, the people who grew up with them were looking for them again. So they're making sure that they are out and present, but they hadn't all been gobbled up yet.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Oh, and Nostalgia says I bought them on Kindle. That's a good one as well, Nostalgia JT. So there you go, Jerbez. Got a few options for you there. You can go digital, you can go physical copy with soft cover, or you trades, or you could just go ahead and try and you know, find the actual individual issues. I hope that helps. Probably not. but there you go. Have I got any more shout outs? Yes. Shout out to Indemon Toys for sending me Dusty, Crimson Guard, and Zorana. I didn't know it was you. See, I would have done it anyway. I'll give you your money back, Ed. I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so shout out to Indemon Toys in the UK for sending me those amazing figures. Did an unboxing if you want to go check that on the channel. It's right there at the moment, and I'll just kind of go through and have a look at them. Which one is better, says Outback Stew? Or are you talking about something else? So G.I. Joe or Action Force comics, which one is better? In my opinion, and Pat will not agree with me here, Action Force Weekly is my all-time favorite comic ever. So, and but I do
like all of the American ones too, didn't it? Like slowly?
It didn't have all of the American ones. It just, it had a, we're only talking 50 issues with a few reprints in the back that made for like crushed in continuity, if you know what I mean. They kind of, they picked a few of the story arcs that kind of they could, you know, make sense, change a few of the word bubbles and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's an interesting one actually, but I would say Action Force. And Pat would say G.I. Joe.
Definitely G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreamwave, that one issue of the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, yeah, that came out and then they never did anymore. That's Pat's favorite run.
Larry run. The way that he writes characters so clearly that he knows who they are and they are behaving as themselves in any situation and just lets it play out. He's so good at it. It seems like it's more planned than he says it is.
And I have to say that. Yeah. There's certain moments where I think, yeah, he's made that up as he's gone along, but there are other moments when I'm like, oh no, that is too cohesive. That whole, like 6 or 7 issues there is like, that makes a lot of sense. And that looks like a plan, but you never know. You never really know, do you? Ed said, keep the change, you filthy animal. Die Hard. Home Alone reference, not Die Hard reference.
It's similar to Die Hard, I guess.
I mean, it's the same movie, but with a different actor in it, basically, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. It's the building is smaller. The enemies are
fewer,
less intense,
or more intense. I don't know. I think they could probably operate on the Die Hard Nakatomi Plaza raid. Those two morons. That'd be funny, actually. That's what they should do. They should throw those two into the mix and do a sequel, but like a remake, but just throw those two in there. How funny would that be? Anyway, thanks, Ed. We will keep the change. We'll keep all of it, in actual fact. I don't think there was any change. RKW says, Action Force Weekly has better cover art. That is, actually, there are some absolutely beautiful covers in Action Force Weekly. I'm going to point out that one of my favorites is the eel on issue 2 up against the wall with Snake Eyes and Scarlet coming like through the hallway. That is so dope, that cover. One of my favorite covers of all time though was on the monthly, and that was the Tomahawk coming into land with everyone jumping out of it. Oh my god, that is an amazing cover. What's your favorite cover of all time, Pat, by out of interest?
There's a lot of them that I really love. I love the one of Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow just barely on the interior of the cabin. There's also that one with Roadblock, Cobra Commander, and I think Clutch that looks kind of almost painted.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they did with that cover that made it look so beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. As soon as you mentioned those three characters, I instantly saw the cover like in my head.
There's the G.I. Joe Run has a lot of really great covers. There's a lot of good ones there too.
Anyway, cool. Peppermint All Captures Zombie Battle Action Force fan myself. Totally cool. Totally cool. Anyway. Oh, and Ed says, without a doubt, that Brian Hitch Destro cover from Action Force Weekly 45 or so, legendary. Yeah, that is a beauty as well, Ed, definitely. There are a few decent Destro covers, actually. But yeah, definitely. Outback says, Outback Stew says, anyone like the unmasking cover Destro, Coco, and Snake Eyes? Yeah, it's that's an interesting one as well, because that was like a... That was more of, at the time, like, oh my God, they're going to unmask them, and you had to get the comic. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That was like, yeah, that was the pull in, wasn't it?
For sure. That was such a teaser for the issue. And then you get it, and it's like, well, is that really what Cobra Commander looks like? Or is he wearing a mask, you know, that was underneath the cowl the whole time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, totally.
Hard to tell whether or not that's really what he looked like.
Yeah, you still feel there's mystery surrounding that one. Definitely. Right then. Well, there you go, guys. We have got to the end of another episode of the Full Force Weekly. What is it, Pat?
Everything here and everything you've seen, it's all the Full Force Weekly.
I love that. This is my new... I like your new sign-off and your new intro. It's great. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for all the comments. Thank you to all of our viewers, listeners, et cetera, patrons. We really appreciate it. We've got loads coming up. We've got a monthly coming out soon. We've got two Intel episodes for our patrons this weekend. We've got, there's more, the Range Viper Deep Dive Name Only Reveal episode, which is going to be hopefully finished at some point today, and we'll get that out. Lots of cool stuff to come. The next monthly is about G.I. Joe Animal Companions, as last month was about Cobra Animal Companions. So we're doing the Joe team this time. That's me, Pat, and Justin again. So hopefully you guys can have lots of content this week. And I guess any news that happens in the week, and we'll be doing another weekly next week. Pat, are you here next week, or is it back to disappearing?
I'm back to being here indefinitely. I have no idea when I won't be.
Sweet. Right then, I'll see you next time. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate you jumping on again.
It's always fun. I appreciate the opportunity.
Again, thanks to all the comments and everything today. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you on the next one. And after three, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3.
Full force.
Perfect. I hope everyone else did it. I'm not going anywhere until we see other people saying it. Not going anywhere till it comes through. Stay fresh. I forgot to say that. Yeah, stay fresh, cheese bags. Anymore? No one's saying full force anymore. Peppin' oil capsule. Thank you.
Yeah,
now
thank
we
you.
Can
yeah.
We can go now.
'Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.